Chapter 33. Them that honor me, I will honor. The history of Daniel and his companions has been recorded on the pages of the inspired word for the benefit of the youth in all succeeding ages. What men have done, men may do. If the youth will make the unreserved surrender of the will that Daniel made, God will help them as he helped Daniel. If they will appreciate the opportunities he gives for growing in understanding of him, he will give them wisdom and knowledge and will fill their hearts with unselfishness. He will put into their minds thoughts that will inspire them with hope and courage as they seek to bring others under the sway of the Prince of Peace. They will have the cooperation of God and the angels. They will work out with carefulness the sum of their salvation, God working in them to will and to do of his good pleasure. As Daniel studied the Word of God, his understanding became ever clearer, and as he comprehended its ennobling principles, he purposed in his heart to form a character that God could approve. He could not foresee the result of his determination to be true to God in the courts of Babylon, but he resolved that even at the loss of all things, he would preserve his integrity. And the Lord fulfilled to him the word that he has pledged, "Them that honor me, I will honor." There is wonderful encouragement in the story of Daniel for the youth who today are striving to gain knowledge. In his word, the Lord has left his children a divine instructor that will never disappoint those who seek its direction with a sincere heart. Its teachings will give a strength of character and mental development that no other book can impart. Let the student make the Word of God the chief book of study, giving all other branches of learning a secondary place. And as the heart is open to the entrance of the Word, light from the throne of God will shine into the soul. The Word, cherished in the heart, will yield to the student a treasure of knowledge that is priceless. Its ennobling principles will stamp the character with honesty and truthfulness, temperance and integrity. Daniel was a moral and intellectual giant, yet he did not reach this preeminence all at once and without effort. He was continually seeking for greater knowledge, for higher attainments. Other young men had the same advantages, but they did not, like him, bend all their energies to seek wisdom, the knowledge of God as revealed in his word and in his works. Daniel was but a youth when he was brought into a heathen court in service to the king of Babylon. And because of his extreme youth, when he was exposed to all the temptations of an eastern court, his noble resistance of wrong and his steadfast adherence to the right throughout his long career are the more admirable. His example should be a source of strength to the tried and tempted, even at the present day. Daniel loved, feared, and obeyed God, yet he did not flee away from the world to avoid its corrupting influence. In the providence of God, he was to be in the world, yet not of the world. With all the temptations and fascinations of court life surrounding him, he stood in the integrity of his soul, for he made God his strength, and he was not forsaken of him in his hour of greatest need. From the history of Daniel, we may learn that a strict compliance with the requirements of God will prove a blessing, not only in the future immortal life, but also in the present life. Through religious principles, men may triumph over the temptations of Satan and the devices of wicked men, even though it costs them a great sacrifice. What if Daniel had made a compromise with those heathen rulers and had denied his God? What if on first entering the court, he had yielded to the pressure of temptation by eating and drinking as was customary among the Babylonians? That one wrong step would probably have led to others, until his connection with heaven being severed, he would have been borne away by the power of temptation. But while he clung to God with unwavering, prayerful trust, he could not be forsaken. The divine protection is pledged to those who thus seek it, and God cannot forget his word. It was through prayer and adherence to right principles that Daniel was enabled to stand firm in the hour of trial and temptation. The prayer of faith is the great strength of the Christian, and will assuredly prevail against the devices of the hosts of darkness. Satan well knows how needful are meditation and prayer to keep Christ's followers aroused to understand his devices and resist his temptations. So he tries to lead men to believe that prayer is useless and but a mere form. If he can divert the mind from these important exercises so that the soul will not lean for help on the Mighty One and obtain divine strength to resist his attacks, he knows full well that he has gained a decided advantage. We are living in the most solemn period of this world's history, when the last conflict between truth and error is raging, and we need courage and firmness for the right, and a prayerful trust in God no less than Daniel did. The destiny of Earth's teeming millions is about to be decided, and our own future well-being and the salvation of other souls depend upon the course which we pursue. If we possess the same unwavering integrity that characterized the prophet of old, God will be honored through our course, and souls will be saved to shine as stars in the crown of our rejoicing. Youth's Instructor, December 31, 1907, and Signs of the Times, November 4, 1886.